Today is Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. The following is an interview from 5 years ago of Salahdin Salam interviewing Mickey, otherwise known as Mike Satilli Jr. In this interview, you will hear him out of his own mouth admit that they used Neapolitan Mastiffs in their breeding program. What he doesn't seem to realize is that he has also admitted that his father was involved with paper hanging.
But basically, all these people were friends of my father, Spood and the O's, and Linda Valentine, I believe, was from Pennsylvania. She lived
right. She did.
Linda Sanino lived in South Jersey.
Jersey, right.
So we already knew her. She had bought a few nails from us, I believe.
Right.
And there was other people, you know, within the metropolitan, New York metropolitan area that my father and his wife, they placed out like dogs on breeder terms. Because there was no market for Sicilian Banqueros in 1988. Nobody knew what the hell they were.
Right.
You know, nobody knew what a Corso was, to tell you the truth. But, yeah. And that's how it all started, them becoming breeders, from us making them breeders.
Right.
By letting the stock that we had, you know.
So, it's been rumored to say that your dogs were part Rottweiler. You know, I've defended that, saying that that's not the truth of the matter in a lot of forums. So, this is set the record straight with the the population, the public. Let them know that. Is that true or not?
No, there's no Rottweiler crossed in them. The Rottweiler, the dog itself is, if you look up any documentation that you can find, the dog is from the Bullenbeiser, from the German Bullenbeiser. Bullenbeiser was the forerunner of the boxer and supposedly the Rottweiler. And the Great Dane and all those breeds. And the dog does come in pointed colors. The dog naturally came in black and tan, or black and mahogany, whatever you want to call it, but red and tan. And sometimes they came out with a dilute nose, which is some people call red nose. And they came in all different shades and variations, and they came out in like a chestnut brindle. Or red brindle that they came out in. And the reason why they come out in blue and tan is because the only cross that we used was a Neapolitan Mastiff, about three different bloodlines. We used because our Bronchial, very inbred when we got them. So we needed blood, fresh blood. And that's where the blue and tans came from. Sorry to disappoint everybody, but the Rottweiler was not used in our stock. Further down the road, when we sold it to different breeders, or former Rottie breeders, some of them all thought the Corso was a step up from a Rottie, and they were all out of, even Linda Sanino's husband, he bred Rotties, okay? There was a lot of people that bred Rotties. We did not cross Rotties. I'm not going to go mentioning names, but there was several people that I know as a fact used Rottie into their Corsos.
Right.
And that's where the Corso got the Rottie, because they getting pointed dogs, so they figured they could get away with it, and they bred it to a pointed dog. That's what they did. And people also use giant, like, weight pull pit bulls. I know that for a fact. They use those big Land of Giant type, Red Mars type pit bulls into them. And that's where, that's basically. But that wasn't extensive using those dogs or the Rottweiler. Basically, what the dogs crossed with was the Bronchial that we had into different stud dogs and bitches that we had from the Neos that we were breeding.
Right.
I can even tell you what dogs were used as, which Neos were used. I mean, it's not a big secret. We used like three different stud dogs, two different stud dogs, and a female Neo.
Right.
And that were slightly related and mostly outcrossed from each other, so we wouldn't have a problem of inbreeding for a very long time.
Time, right.
And I tell you which Russos were bred into the Neos. I mean, it's not a secret. I mean, we used Brutus, the dog with the with 89 national champion for the NMCA, Neapolitan Mastiff. You can Google his videotape online and see the dog, a videotape of the dog. The dog was magnificent for his day in 1989. He was 100% the Panzano bloodline. That means Mario Quercy was the breeder on his parents. And we used that dog into a Doro tank daughter, and we created a line from that. I took it upon myself. I owned Kokomo for the first 2.5 years. I took Kokomo. He was a pure Sicilian bronchetto, and I bred him into a black brindle female, Neapolitan Mastiff, named Sarah. And that's what produced Champion Rocco's litter. And Sarah was a grandmother of Champion Nero, Belmonte's Nero. Okay.
Mickey doesn't realize, but what he just did there is he admitted to paper hanging. I am holding in my hand my dog's pedigree. And what it says is that Kokomo was bred to Alaric Arilla, and that is what produced Rocco. There's no mention of any Neo named Sarah here. So we have Mickey, Mike Sottile Jr., admitting that they used Neapolitan Mastiffs in the beginning. But he's also, he doesn't realize it, admitting that there was paper hanging. Because again, I'll say it again, my paperwork from the ICCF shows that Kokomo, Belmonte's Kokomo, was bred into Alaric Arilla, and that produced Rocco.